नमो नमो गणेशाय विघ्नेशाय नमो नमः विनायकाय वेदुव्यं विक्रेताय नमो नमः नमो नमो गणेशाय विघ्नेशाय नमो नमः विनायकाय वेदुव्यं विक्रेताय नमो नमः विनायकाय वेदुव्यं विक्रेताय नमो नमः नमो नमो गणेशाय विघ्नेशाय नमो नमः विनायकाय वेदुव्यं विक्रेताय नमो नमः नमो नमो गणेशाय विघ्नेशाय नमो नमः विनायकाय वेदुव्यं विक्रेताय नमो नमः नमो नमो गणेशाय विघ्नेशाय नमो नमः विनायकाय वेदुव्यं विक्रेताय नमो नमः नमो नमो गणेशाय विघ्नेशाय नमो नमः विनायकाय वेदुव्यं विक्रेताय नमो नमः नमो नमो गणेशाय विघ्नेशाय नमो नमः विनायकाय वेदुव्यं विक्रेताय नमो नमः Is this Leslie?
Yes. Hi, Rajna.
Hi there. Hi there. Yeah, so you're the first one to be on. How are you?
Oh,
are you just in the middle of working? What are you doing right now?
Oh, no, I actually just finished my day and kind of popped on and your message came up. So I thought, oh, how cool.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay. I know Kim Russell said too, so maybe some people will come on and I'll just kind of allow everybody, you and everybody in the group, you know, to kind of line up a little bit and just lift and lift and lift and lift and lift the energy. And somebody else came on. Who's that? Hello?
Antonia.
Antonia, hi there. I got you all on interactive. Hi there. So I'm just going to keep chanting a little bit and see if somebody else wants to come on. And this will help us, you know, especially there's a lot of Kundalini stuff going on. There's a lot of people sometimes with colds right now. And we're going to move into all this power, accessing more strength. But that sometimes brings up more clearing. So namo namo ganeshaya vigneshaya namo namaha vinayakaya vetuvyam vikretaya namo namaha namo namo ganeshaya vigneshaya namo namaha vinayakaya vetuvyam Vikretaya Namo Namaha. And who came on from Chicago right now? Who's that?
Hi, it's Anita Chichester.
Hi there. Hi, Anita. Welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Namo Namo Ganeshaya Vigneshaya Namo Namaha Vinayakaya Vetubhyam Vikretaya Namo Namaha Vinayakaya Vetuvyam Vikretaya Namo Namaha And just allowing that presence, the light that everyone is, that we are, to just be here, be that, always knowing that that's who we are. Allowing everything else to fall away, that's just chatter, that's clutter. When there's discomforts on the physical body, well, that's okay. On mental, emotional, it's okay. Allowing ourselves to know that we're neither in the beginning of the course, nor in the middle, nor the end, that we're always eternal. Finding always proper perspective. So how is everybody doing? Is this a good day for everyone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay, everybody's very happy. Everybody is like, ah, it's peaceful. Life is just perfectly unfolding. Yeah? Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's good. That's good. So,
Yeah, that's why I saw...
Somebody else is there. So let's bring our attention just to the heart. And also the physical body. Knowing that the heart is also the physical body, the body is also the heart. Everything is happening within the mind of God, within the mind of existence. And we're also including everybody else that's in this course. Allowing all these the mind that can get quite busy to always come up with some doubts and some questions, and not the real questions that are arising from a place of, you know, truth, but like the questions that come from fear. It always comes up, and it always comes up. And so do you guys notice that when you are having that arise within you and you just kind of let go and you just unclutch and you're just being here, is that sort of working for you? It says there's three people. I have you all interactive. You just talk. Anita, is that working for you? You just kind of let it go. You're here and it's okay.
Oh, very much. Yeah. And I took a personal day today, and so I happened to be home, and I was just happened to see Facebook. So I was like, oh, this is cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's absolutely perfect.
That's wonderful. Oh, that's good. And somebody else came online in Massachusetts. That's Linda, right? Is that Linda?
Yes, that's Linda.
Yeah,
hi.
That's right. And I was starting to learn all the different people where you guys live. Yeah, so we're just sort of like kind of just coming into this present moment, and I'm chanting a little bit here and there, and just kind of resetting for the day for everybody in the course online or who's not online right now, just allowing everybody to know that you are the clear light of existence and there's nowhere to go, nowhere to arrive. It's all happening in the mind. That's everything's happening in the mind. Just allowing that reality to really sink in, embracing that. Knowing that, realizing that.
Stop.
I'll keep you still interactive. It's okay. It's all good.
Sorry.
That's no worries. I mean, if you want, you can mute yourself, but I as long as the group is small, I'll keep it open. Namo namo Ganeshaya Vigneshaya Namo Namaha. Vinayakaya Vetuvyam Vikritaya Namo Namaha. Vinayakaya Vetuvyam Vikritaya Namo Namaha. Just allowing to clear all these unseen obstacles that are ahead of us away, allowing the force, the power to release gently and clearly, supporting us in a very blissful way. Power turns into bliss in the body, and it gives us this vitality to move through life and have the mind very empty. It's very strongly centered. So, is anybody, you know, wants to ask something or share something for a moment?
Just speak. I do.
Yeah, who's that?
This is Antonia.
Antonia. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Something that I've been doing since Sunday after the phone call that we had, either when I'm meditating or I'm just going about my work every day, when my mind wants to engage in conversation that is not positive, all I repeat is no judgment, just love. No judgment, just love. And then I can feel my mind going very little, like, okay, I'm in trouble now. And it disappears. The thought disappears.
Nice.
So I've been feeling like I am more empty since Sunday, you know. And then something comes up again.
Yeah.
And I go back and repeat it, and then the mind goes really small.
That's
and
right.
And it's working
exactly.
out wonderful.
That's right. Exactly. Beautiful. Lots of emptiness. Everything is going. And then there's just you, and there is a peace there or happiness, right? Well, it's exactly.
Yeah.
That's your true nature. You see, your true nature is just good. It's just okay. You know, we don't have to seek happiness because it's already here. It just gets covered up. So that's good. That's perfect. Yeah, be creative.
And I remember when you said that do not look for I was looking for something when I meditate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see what I was gonna experience. There you go, an experience. Mm-hmm. Just be there.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I am just gonna do what I'm supposed to do, not expecting anything, and go from there.
That's right. And you see what happened.
Emptiness.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, because you see, when consciousness moves, it creates, right? It creates images. But when consciousness stops and it just, and you don't move into time and space, it just stops. You just stop the mind, stand still. Then what can happen? Then what can happen is that consciousness gets reabsorbed to source. It collapses like water draining out of a sink. It just goes to the black hole.
Yes.
Exactly.
I can feel it like that. I can feel it. That it goes so small,
small.
A little puppy when it gets in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It just shrinks. You want to shrink it. And essentially, it will completely, at some point, collapse. There will be no balloon left. You know when you have a balloon, you let the air out? The balloon is still there, and they can put air back in. So, essentially, but that's something we cannot do. We let grace does that. At some point, there is this moment where everything collapses and consciousness disappears back into source. And then, when it comes back out, it'll be totally different. Yeah, so that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all. Now you're home free. There's not it's nothing really to learn about this. You see, it's very simple. Isn't that exciting?
It's very exciting. And somebody else, and I've been more active on Facebook, and I love it because I feel like this morning when Louise asked a question, and I was like, oh, my goodness, that is so beautiful because I feel the same way. But it's like she is asking for me, for us, you know, because we're connected. I feel like I am connected to the group. I am.
Yes. The group consciousness will work for each other. That's correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And when I don't place comments. I'm grateful for when people ask something or whatever, but I feel like you did beautiful. It's just exactly how I feel. Mm-hmm. So, and then I listen to you respond what you had to say to that, and then I take it for my safety.
Yeah, when it resonates, exactly. And then sometimes, you know, and just go with your intuition. With sometimes there's something you just want to say, and it's just exactly the right thing for somebody else that isn't wanting to talk. There's some people who do not like to speak on Facebook, and they'd rather be in the background. That's fine too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
But if I feel like it's strong, then I make a comment. Oh, I just, you know, don't say anything, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Also, somebody else made the comment that, you know, you're like a mom to us, but you are a good mom. Because there's moms up there that they were not very good moms, you know.
Yeah,
but you
yeah.
are a very good mom, so.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
It is a it is an expression of consciousness that can appear that way. And of course, it's like a role or something, the way it's perceived. Essentially, I'm neither a mom nor am I not a mom. I am that. Mm-hmm. But it appears like that, you know, and that's just fine. So I see Norma is coming on too. Hi, Norma.
Hi.
Everybody's unmuted. So we're a small group. So I'm going to chant again. Hi there. I'm going to chant one more time. Namo namo Ganeshaya Vigneshaya namo namaha Vinayakaya Vetuvyam Vikritaya namo namaha Namo namo Ganeshaya Vigneshaya namo namaha Vinayakaya Vetuvyam Vikritaya namo namaha. Yeah, this is Lord Ganesha clearing all the obstacles that are on the way in the lower chakras, especially in the lower chakras. That's what we're working with right now in this module, allowing ourselves to really get past all these childhood programming and all these hang-ups and collective hang-ups, and just know that we are pure. Our body's light. We're purity. And we've always been. And nothing has ever really happened to us. In the true seeing, nothing has ever happened. It appears that way. It feels that way. And the contractions feel very, very strong in consciousness sometimes. But we are always who we are. And we can rest in that knowing. And it's very beautiful. Anybody else wants to say a comment or a question? Or
nothing has ever happened. It appears that way.
Oh, I'm getting a feedback now. I think we're starting to have feedback. Yeah, so maybe we'll just be silent for a moment before we go offline. And just thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's just
thank
be silent
you.
For a moment. You're welcome. Just remember you're the light. Just kind of for a moment be here in the light that you are, the clear light of existence. That which cannot be seen and known. And I'm just going to go on lecture so it's not too noisy, so we're quiet. And again, we're just going to allow everybody who's in this course, every person, to be completely still within themselves, clear, loved and free, freedom. And I feel drawn to sharing this one story that was actually a story Papaji talked about, is of the inside and the outside. Before awakening or after awakening, the whole concept of that. Think of inside a house and there's a door frame and there's a space inside the house and then there's a space outside. And the only thing that makes the inside and the outside, the inside and the outside, is the door frame. But the door frame, like that space that is enveloping the door frame that's enveloping the space, is also just the same space, like the space outside and the space inside. So it's all space. So the only thing that we need to remove is not going from the inside to the outside. We're not waking up or becoming enlightened. Although it appears that way when we have a frame around the space. So the frame around the space is the ego, the concept of I. When we remove the concept of I, then there's nowhere to go, and that's liberation. There's no inside, no outside. There's nothing to do. And that is really the key. Always to remember that you're not going anywhere. All you're doing is removing the I. And the I comes with suffering. So you look for the suffering and you remove that. You unclutch yourself from the seeking. Because the I seeks something in time and space. It seeks something to do, to be. So we remove ourselves from that habit, from that addiction. That's all it is. So there's just here, there's just what is, has always been, and will always be. And all thoughts and ideas that there's something wrong with you, or especially good about you, that's just the opposite of ego, like the good ego, the positive ego, all of that is just I. It's just a frame that causes life and death inside and outside. It's life and death. So freedom is to know that. And then the experience changes. Namo namo Ganeshaya Vigneshaya namo namaha Vinayakaya Vitubhyam Vikritaya namo namaha. Thank you for being here today. I'll just put one interactive for a moment. Thanks. And for showing up, we'll have a little visit. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Bye.
Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.